Pod Culture, episode 501, Cat Farts and Peep Poops, part B.
Hi, this is Alan Tudyk. You're listening to Pod Culture. Listen up. Oh, no, that's crap.
Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into at least two parts, and then sent down your podcast feed. If you've missed the first part of the show, don't worry. Head back to the website, podculture.com, and download the rest. And now, on with more of Pod Culture. Alrighty, we are back with a little TV and DVD talk. And, depending on how time and space has gone, Crystal may or may not have made her entrance, but she is now with us here on the show.
Hello!
Hey.
Christina is
editing.
Christina is Skyping in from Center Neptune.
I'm Tammy Wedding.
This is
and Skyping in. Dun, 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 dun. So what has everyone been watching? I see that Rose is watching the String on a Stick show.
Yes,
it is her favorite show.
I'm
kind of entranced myself, but I don't want to get clawed, so I'm staying out of that one.
Oh. Colors.
Yeah. Adam, what have you been watching, man?
Been watching The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Of course.
Ooh,
yeah. That has been...
Shit got real.
Interesting here.
Cooking with Carol. Episode 1. Beating acorn cookies.
Yeah.
Episode 2.
Megan's Men.
Megan's Men.
Yikes. That was something else.
That was hard. She was
that
hard
was,
fucking core.
That was hardcore.
Was.
I was very impressed. And almost, you know, again, she's kind of scared me a little bit. In her
But you've been
ability.
Watching her grow that conscience.
But, yes.
Because she's... Tally you know, the difference.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other girl couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Carol knows exactly really
yeah.
how many.
And it's affected her. Yeah.
Sorry, that's what the hell she was
yeah.
writing down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had W,
so,
like, I think it was five W's, five wolves that she killed.
Mm-hmm. If you can tell that she's wanting to kind of steer away from that life now. But she just keeps getting drawn back into it. And... Mm-hmm. The circumstances are putting her into positions where she has to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, we have to kill these people. We have, for the greater good, these people have to die.
Next thing you know, she's going to be some mamby-pammy with a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. He's kind of badass. Never mind.
He is pretty badass.
Now, the mamby-pammy would be Blyles.
Hey, now.
Yeah. He's starting to grow... A little bit. He did shoot the dude.
The preacher put a
He put a bullet into that dude that was on the
I'm
ground.
I'm some Bible
and
shoot
he's like,
your ass.
Quote some scripture and
yeah,
shoot
yeah.
you in
and the
chest.
Lord brought me many mansions. Shut the hell up. Bam.
And then, amen. Then, it's not Sam Jackson quoting scripture.
Yeah.
I
didn't say mother. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. All these motherfucking zombies on my motherfucking plane.
Well, that's Fear of the Walking Dead.
That's probably
mini
true. Series. That's a mini
yeah.
series that
yeah.
you've been kicking.
Yeah, which is very good.
But we've also been watching Better Call Saul, which is also another great show. Whoa. Love that show. What else? Just, you know, at midnights
stuff.
And
at midnight
stuff.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. We love that show. It's one
Chris
of our
Hardwick.
Favorite little game shows. It's only, you know, the very bite size, a half an hour, and just hilarious. So
we love Ron Funches.
Yes, the comedian Ron Funches is awesome. And that's really about it. What else are we watching?
I don't think anything. I watched the Divergent series movies.
Oh, yeah. She already saw
it. I got them. I haven't watched
the newest one already?
I've already seen it. It doesn't come out till today. And I got advanced tickets to see it Tuesday night for free. They were both free and advanced. So I and a girlfriend, went and saw it. And, you know, I noticed with the movies, the first one, honestly, it kind of sucked, I thought. Okay? I didn't read the books.
Okay.
And I binge watched the movies.
And you would have been disappointed.
I wouldn't have been disappointed.
Yeah.
The book, you know, Christina, did you read the books?
Yeah.
Were the books any good?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it like I loved The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
That's what I liked. Yeah. It's kind of low on the dystopian literature scale, young adult lit scale that's been really popular lately.
Yeah.
I would put it on the lower end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Really good concept, but then they just kind of mucked it up.
It seems like a cross between Hunger Games, Harry Potter, and Twilight.
I was telling Adam kind of the storyline.
Yeah,
it
had
Adam
me until
like,
Twilight.
Adam kind of guessed exactly what would happen in the movies, and he's never seen the movies, never read the book, and like he guessed what the storyline was.
The
like, he's like, let me guess. It does this, and then this, and then this.
Bring him a Jones bubblegum, get out of there.
So I watched those, and the second movie was better, and the third movie was the best.
Really?
Yeah. It got better.
That usually doesn't happen.
My friend who was with me said that the ending of the movie is totally different than the ending of the books.
Which they do.
So,
just to mix it up.
Just FYI.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
that means it's something.
I mean, I would recommend it. It was good. It was fun. But, you know, maybe wait for a DVD.
Yeah.
But unless you're a huge fan.
It wasn't the split the shortest book up into three movies?
No, it wasn't Hunger Games way that way.
That was...
No.
But the third movie, you know, and you might have already known this from the book, the cat just totally took the thing from me.
Shreema goes, mine!
And she just walks away with it.
Claim.
But the thing about the first two movies were they were very dystopian, very, you know, drama, very, like, relationship-based. And the third book was really sci-fi, or the third movie, rather. Very sci-fi. I even told Adam that he might have enjoyed it, because it was, you know, a lot more about the technology and kind of what the future looks like and things like that. So, I don't know that I would recommend, like I said, going out and see it in the movie theater, unless you really are a huge fan of the books. But, you know, it was a decent movie. It was okay.
I got them on Blu-ray. Yeah, some, like, $10 Christmas deal thing or something, you know. $10 Blu-rays are kind of hard to beat. So, you know.
Yeah, I bought the first one. I've seen the first one. I bought the second one because I found that, like, Black Friday or something, it was the 3D version was super cheap. I pick up 3D movies whenever I can at a good price.
Yeah,
so,
you have a 3D TV?
I got a 3D TV,
awesome.
So, but I haven't had a chance to watch that one yet, so I haven't seen it. So I'll obviously wait for the third movie to come out on disc before.
I need to come over to your place and watch Green Lantern in 3D.
Yeah, we can do it.
Cats.
Yeah, that bites at my feet. I'm a little scared. I mean, lose a foot in this one.
Freeman, Rose are just wearing.
They're staring each other down.
Yeah.
Detente.
Glenn, what have you been watching, man?
Well, what I'm not watching is Daredevil season 2.
It dropped today. And there are people like already halfway through the season.
Apparently, there's people on Facebook posting about it.
Sacrifices we make.
Apparently, the guy playing the Punisher is like. Yeah.
Shane from Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, he got another job. I was wondering what happened with his
Jonathan
career.
Dude from The Class.
Berthal.
Yeah,
it's a B.
John Berthal.
Oh my God, there's whiplash for you. Find it, if you can ever find it. Episodes of this really short-lived sitcom called The Class.
Excellent show.
Yeah, actually it was really good. And then watch him as The Punisher.
Oh, he was in The Class.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Playing like this really just goofy.
He played Keanu Reeves.
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Whoa. That's,
I was going to say more John Travolta sweat hog kind of thing.
Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted or Matrix?
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Really?
Excellent. Oh,
yeah.
Depends on which Matrix you're talking about. The first Matrix was fine. The other two don't exist.
He can't act. He's exactly the same in every movie.
Yeah. Good thing he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Cool. cool.
By the way, I saw a movie poster when I was leaving Allegiant movie the other night.
Yeah.
And there's a big movie poster, and it had like a dog or cat or something on it. It's called Keanu. And it was like a cat dressed as a person.
Yeah, it's a cat that somebody named after Keanu. Yeah, I saw something about
it. It looks very strange.
It's... Yeah. Yeah.
They had huge movie posters of it, like, at the theater. And
that's
I was like,
weird.
What?
I want the Daredevil parody, or not Daredevil, the Deadpool parody poster that they did.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's with him, it's Ryan, it's him with the ring pop.
Oh, ring pop with, getting the Green Lantern.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
The movie poster.
That was awesome.
Have you seen that yet? Have you seen Deadpool yet?
No, I need you to work your evil method.
So good.
It is hilarious.
Don't make the super ship green.
Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Oh my God.
Dude.
You guys see it late until it comes out on DVD.
Andy, have you seen it?
What is it?
Deadpool?
No.
All right. Oh, you got
it. Have you seen Deadpool?
I had plans to go, but it didn't work out.
I will be honest. I mean, this is my... I remember reading Deadpool when it came out in the comics, and it was hilarious for two or three issues, and the shtick got old.
Really?
To me, quick.
Yeah.
I work with teenagers every day, and his sense of humor all too often was it about that 12 to 14 year old fart joke.
This is a little...
That's why he's so popular.
I mean, yeah.
A little more mature than that, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's what Keanu is. I looked it up. What? It's a Key and Peele movie.
Yes, I did see that.
They're two guys who are actually, you know, just suburbanites, and their kitten gets stolen by a, you know, gangster lord.
Oh,
and
no.
They go hard to go rescue their kitten.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hilarity will ensue.
So the movie poster is a kitten kind of dressed up like in ghetto outfit.
Gangster.
With like his hat backwards with like a do-rag. And like big gold chains. And it's Keenan and Peele.
Freema, yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
I knew I'd heard it before and took one glance.
Okay,
and
I didn't even know it was them.
Glenn?
All right, well, let's see. Arrow and Flash have been off on hiatus, right?
Yeah.
So I haven't been watching them.
Due to come back and coming up very soon. And they've been teasing it. And we've seen a little tiny seconds of footage of the crossover between Flash and Supergirl.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. It's amazing that they pulled this together. I'm really...
On two different networks.
Well,
right?
Are
they owned by the same?
CBS owns part of CW. Thus, they're the C in the CW.
Ah, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers is the W.
Ah, gotcha. But what is the... Is it supposed to be like... Is it the episode center around a race between the two? Or do they just happen to race in the thing?
Does... Again, because it's perfect for Flash because he can travel between Earths. You know, I guess that's a shtick when he gets to go. He's going to Supergirl. Earth S.
There you go.
And, you know, I guess they team up and fight a couple of villains and the Silver Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Looking dead on in the comics look.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a great job.
I mean, even the makeup with hollowing out the cheeks. You watching Rose?
So, is everybody caught up on Supergirl?
I am.
No.
Anybody?
You're not watching, right?
I'm not.
You watching Supergirl? Are you playing the cat?
No, I'm not. I'm playing with the cat. Because I was like, I'm not watching Supergirl.
Well, Glenn and I are going to talk about this latest episode.
Well, Andy's watching Catwoman, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, so the latest episode, they actually...
Dealt with Red Kryptonite.
Red Kryptonite.
Ooh.
Just like... In Superman 3?
It's one of them, yeah.
I think it was Superman 3.
4.
Was it 4?
We sure so.
No.
It was one of the crappy ones.
I try to forget 3 and 4, so
was
it's
3 the one
the
with...
The Quest for Beef.
Yeah, that was 4.
That was 4.
Yeah, but they...
Richard Pryor was one with in 3rd.
3rd, yeah. But they had a scene that was lifted straight from him was a great homage to that. But Maxwell Lord, I guess, apparently recreated a synthetic kryptonite. And, of course, they didn't get it quite right because it's red. And messes with Supergirl. And, well, it's pretty much like, if you know anything about Superman or the Superman mythos, or watch Smallville.
He was a douchebag.
Yeah. And she gets kind of becomes a bitch. She becomes a lot like her aunt, actually. But the scene where she's at the bar.
Whoa.
And Christina's trying not to crack up because my cat is crazy.
Crazy cat. The cat threw the toy at me. How strange is that?
The peanuts at the bar sequence.
Yes. Everybody was talking about that. That was great.
Yeah. You know, Red K Supergirl just dumps the bowl of peanuts on the bar and starts flicking them and shattering bottles of booze. Like Clark does in one of the crappy Superman movies.
That's funny. I was wondering what that was about, because I don't remember that from the Superman movies.
It's one where, like, he ends up fighting himself.
Isn't that 4?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
but
he fought a clone of himself in 4.
Okay, Nuclear cool. Man or whatever?
Yeah, no.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to cut her nails. So, yeah, Supergirl, great show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And it makes perfect sense for Supergirl and Flash to cross over.
That's going
to
be awesome. I'm sure we'll be talking a hell of a lot about that after that happens.
Yes. And Cisco's going to be in love with her.
I don't know if Cisco's going to see her.
Oh, true. Yeah.
If it's just Barry crossing over.
Yeah, but Cisco will ask about her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So is she as hot as she looks in the paper?
Yeah, that'll be in, like, the next episode of Flash.
Yeah. Did you touch her?
Oh, God. Still watching Bitten? Cisco
down.
Bitten? It's not high art.
Speaking of Supergirl.
It's not high art, but it's not bad.
Actually, the episode, what, the episode before that or two episodes before that? With Laura looking like Mystique.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had the Supergirls on Supergirl show. That was... She was bad in that, too!
And you doubted me.
Oh, I didn't doubt it a bit. She's easy on the eyes, but she can't act for shit.
Blind Spot is back. I haven't seen the two latest episodes.
Of course, it's the Blind Spot.
Yeah. You haven't seen it.
But,
every time he turned, it moves. You know,
still an interesting show. I guess if I was going to recommend something right now that I'm watching, now that The Expanse is off, and I can't recommend that, then I'm going to recommend Colony. I still say Colony is
okay.
Really
you
good.
That last episode.
The season finale's getting ready to come on, like,
really?
Next week or something. Yeah.
Oh, that short show.
Short season.
That's fine.
But it's really good. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Half-Life 2.
Yeah. Has Jamie Lannister lost his hand yet? Oh no! Wait, sorry, different show, but
different.
Same guy.
I might give it a chance if I.
He's on that too,
isn't he?
No, it's the guy from Lost.
Oh, it's that guy. It's, that looked like it was Nicholas Wilder coached you.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce
his
name anyway.
He
didn't quite have the jaw of that. What's the name on Lost? Does
Josh Holloway?
Holloway, yes.
Yeah, Josh Holloway. Yeah. What was he on? What was he on Lost? What was his name?
He was Sawyer.
Sawyer, yeah.
That's it.
He needs to guest star on Vampire Diaries. So he and Vampire Boone can team up.
That's right.
Oh my God. Vampire Boone.
So, I don't know. I like it a lot. It's got lots of twists and turns. Like, I imagine something like The Americans or something like that would have. There's, you know.
Have you watched that? I noticed the 4th season of that started back.
No, I haven't watched that.
I just started watching it.
But The Americans?
I think I would like it.
On Netflix, yes.
It just started back the other day.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hard to believe it's Felicity.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie Russell, not Smoke.
Right.
I gave a shot to the first episode of Damien.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's one about Devil or something.
Yeah,
right?
Devil's Son.
Tell me.
It's actually what I really liked about it is it picks up as a sequel to the Exorcist movie.
Because he's beautiful.
Satan's
Are you thinking of
Lucifer?
You're thinking Lucifer.
No, I'm thinking Bradley James on Damien.
Okay.
Well, Bradley James on Arthur's on Damien?
Yeah, he plays Damien.
Sorry. It's okay.
Good name. Bad actor.
What's really cool about it is they actually use flashbacks from the movie.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it is a direct sequel.
It is a direct sequel. I mean, it ignores the Damien, the final countdown, or whatever the other movies were, the one with Sam Neill where he's older and stuff like that. But it was really cool.
I went there, sorry. And you guys joined in, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was just really cool that it's a sequel to the movie. And so it's definitely the same company and everything. I don't know. It was just really kind of neat. I don't know where it's going to go, if I'm going to stick with it or not, but it was worth checking out.
The tagline on IMDb, after discovering his origins, Damien Thorne must cope with life as the Antichrist.
He must cope with life.
Yeah. Hey.
It's like a coming-of-age drama.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Damien. I'm the Antichrist.
It's like
Hi,
an ABC
Damien.
After-school special.
Yeah.
It's been 3 weeks since I swallowed a soul.
Let's see.
DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh my god.
For a second season.
Yes. Wow. I like the CW just went boom, everything's renewed.
Everything's renewed.
That show is expensive too.
Yeah.
It has to be. That. Although Super Bowl's got a higher effects budget.
Really?
Yeah.
You're meant, it's making your way each day to the middle of the next day, and money to pay the rent with, cause each and every one of us is a satellite that orbits the stars in the middle of your eye, and still we try just to keep enough gas in the tank for us to get by. Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes when it feels like the universe is buried down your soul, or you're staring down the barrel of a gun on the run from a job that went out of control, and you feel like you just can't escape when you look at the evidence and feel the weight. Well, your friends ain't gonna give up today, and you fly through the sky and you're feeling like a leaf on the wind. Yeah.
We're back with another flashback, and we have studio guests in. Andy, do you have a flashback?
I think I have one and a half, and I want to ask this one just because it's a shout-out since the boy's birthday was the day before the recording. A certain voicemail. certain voicemail that can be found when I had the boy call in for I think it was the tofurkey and gravy.
Tofurkey
and gravy. Yes.
Yes. Oh. Yes. And then also just the poor Ashley.
Yes.
My lunch.
Yeah, when Ashley lost her lunch, that was a very memorable occasion. Poor Ashley.
Our show really makes people sick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we almost lost one there. That was that was almost woman down, man. That was scary.
Whew. So the infamous Jones sodas.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Those are always fun.
Classic.
We didn't save any of the drinks tonight, so I can mix them all together and try them. But yeah.
Thankfully.
Oh,
that would be nasty.
That would have been something.
Let's see.
That Nutella and the tangerine.
Sour beer.
New tangerine sour beer.
People on top.
that's a garnish.
I bet the people to dissolve.
I was going
to
say, you probably drop it in there just like acid.
Actually, I think that's how you make napalm.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Greek fire? What?
Jones soda, ladies and gentlemen.
The lost Greek fire.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. We're used to it.
Hey guys, this is Andy, also known as Freehold South, calling on Monday morning in regards to Part C, Golden Age of Geek. I was there. But I have a very special guest with me sitting right next to me today. We have Son of Freehold South.
What's up?
And he is about to partake, I have yet to play for him, he is about to partake of the Jones Soda Turkey Tofurkey and Gravy Soda. I'm going to turn the commentary over to him now.
Hey, peoples. Okay, I don't know why you guys are complaining about this much, because it does smell kind of sweet so far, but that ain't everything, is it?
Bottoms up.
Ah. Frick. You guys are crazy.
And, well, I think we just lost you guys one listener. Oh, well, in any case, hope you had a good holiday. Talk to you later. Bye.
And once again, proving that our brains are not in our stomachs.
No, it's because our...
Because otherwise they'd be gone.
Our stomachs are full of liquid already.
We're back with more Jones Soda.
And we're sloshed.
And, well, you got it. Wasn't that the monster-looking dude on Goonies?
Sloth.
Sloth.
Oh, okay.
Sloth.
All right, we have the Christmas pack now.
Yay,
and we're going to start off rough, and it's going to end a little rough. Actually, it's going to end a lot rough, I think.
Batten down the hatches, friends.
Because
it's not encouraging.
Yeah, you know how the last one wasn't. You know how the last one wasn't too bad, and except for the Lockie, the Hanukkah one wasn't too bad.
The calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, and we're going to hit the perfect storm.
Well,
so we're going to start off with eggnog.
There's a whole cabinet full of antacids and anti-gas pills if anyone needs.
You mean you used to love eggnog.
Jewel softener.
Christina used to love Brussels sprouts, so she had the Brussels sprout soda last year.
I have not touched them since I had the soda.
I don't like eggnog to begin with. This is going to hurt.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
see,
do that.
I never thought I'd like it until I tried it. I tried it like a couple years ago, and I like it.
I could spike it with some sake.
I was going to say, aren't you supposed to spike the eggnog? Is that a tradition?
Ziggy Saki, Ziggy Saki, oi, oi, oi.
I never thought I'd like it. It
like this is torture enough without you acting like an idiot in the process.
Well, I do that every week on the show.
Preaching to the choir, sister. Preaching to the choir.
Actually, she probably doesn't.
He's not an idiot. He just plays one on the podcast.
Thank you. Harbinger of Doom.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, these are good.
I'm going to sing the theme song now.
All right.
These are catching up.
Like Humpty Dumpty. Eggnog.
We all fall down.
Actually, it's not.
That's not
bad.
Too bad.
It doesn't taste like eggnog.
I haven't drunk it yet. I'm waiting for everybody's reaction.
It doesn't taste like eggnog.
It's
not bad.
It doesn't.
It tastes like turkey and dressing.
No, it doesn't taste like eggnog.
Nobody can hear what you're saying.
It's not bad.
It's got a vanilla-y flavor. It does not taste like eggnog. It doesn't. And eggnog is a texture thing, and it's
that's
not
true.
The same.
The texture is completely different than
right.
eggnog,
yeah.
So that should make a big difference.
It doesn't
breathe
taste
through
like
the notes.
Now that you're drinking it, I'll tell you it does
have
an eggnog aftertaste.
It tastes kind of vanilla.
Okay, here's the deal. If you can drink the latke down, that's you should be able to handle this.
You may want to polish off the rest of the bottle.
It's not that good.
Not that good, huh?
Nothing is that good.
Hang on to it. I'll drink it later when I'm not so full.
It's tolerable.
Let's see what the fortune on that one was. That was valuable information will be supplied by a child.
That's when the kid says, do not drink the eggnog.
Exactly.
Don't drink that, stupid.
Here's the title for an episode. Don't drink the eggnog.
You're turning colors.
I liked it.
So what valuable information will I supply to you all?
Don't drink that, stupid. Stupid ass.
Dumbass. Don't drink it. Don't drink the lucky.
Yeah.
Poof. There you go.
Actually, that sounds like a good episode. Don't drink the lucky.
Actually, speaking of high school plays.
When at Pod Culture, don't drink the wacky.
Don't drink the water.
Love the random burps.
That one sounded carbonated.
Random burp. We are random burps.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a punk band.
Punk band. Everything sounds like a punk band, does Brad. It's true.
Okay.
It's pretty.
I don't know what to make to this one.
That one looks innocent
enough.
That
looks more like Romulan.
It's always the pale ones that look a little scary here.
We filled up two garbage cans full of
sugar plum. Sugar plum.
We had sugar plum last year.
Sugar plum.
Did we?
I don't think we had sugar plum last year.
It was
sure?
Pink.
It was a different color.
Yeah.
It is dancing in our heads.
Yeah.
That's from all the artificial chemicals causing visions.
I've never had a sugar plum.
Seriously. Oh, my God.
What exactly is a sugar plum? I've never had a sugar plum.
I've heard of the sugar plum fairy.
Yes. I've seen the
Speaking of Alan Cumming.
I know. I love him. Cabaret.
Brad, remember the Halloween costume contest we went to? I was Pinhead.
Oh, God, yes.
There was a guy there dressed like the sugar plum fairy. Remember?
Yeah, and you got beat by the Hawaiian Tropic girl.
See, that's cheating. Using your boobs as weapons.
Doesn't
that's
smell
right.
Too.
Yeah, but she was cupping double-armed.
Ooh. That's not fair. There's no work involved in that. Yeah. You should be judged
on
your work.
She was working it, let me tell you.
But you should be judged on the work you put into your costume, not how great you look naked.
Glenn didn't put any work in it. He just sat there.
No, but he had to be all miserable and dehydrated and sweating to death.
Covered head to toe in latex and makeup. And everybody still recognized him.
Yeah.
I love that.
Glenn's like that a lot of the time.
Oh, we got rid of the whole bottle on that one. Okay. Let's see what the fortune on this one was. It says it will take... oh, God.
Right.
This is great.
Now.
It will take maturity and compromise to manage.
See, that's us, Brad.
We're kind of shit out of luck on that one, aren't we?
That's totally us.
We may be able to compromise, but we sure as hell ain't got the maturity.
That's totally us, Brad.
Supplies the maturity.
Yeah, we're really in trouble then.
And you educate the young.
Watch skate.
Alrighty, Sugar Plum, let's give her a shot. That's the most we've heard out of Todd all night. It's just kind of like a sugar water.
Yeah.
Sugary, watery,
plummy.
Plummy.
We just have a plum aftertaste.
Not a strong flavor at all, really. No. It's not unpleasant. I'll give it that. What do you say?
Not something I go out like seeking.
It's kind of like sugar water.
A little bit, yeah.
What solution?
Saline.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't put it in your eyes.
That was the...
Never.
That was the Dead Sea flavor.
You'll put your eye out. Saline. So we're coming down to the final two.
Oh, see, these are bad to be last because now we are going to puke. I don't want to puke.
Oh,
I don't want to puke.
And I'm hard-pressed to decide which one... To do last.
I think we need... I don't know what the two of them are. I know what one of them is. And I think it's the one we need to save for last.
Okay. I think I know which one you mean.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Okay.
Let's see which one looks like a ham.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not the green one.
Oh, that's green eggs and ham. Okay.
Dr. Seuss flavored.
Down to the...
Dr. Seuss pack. That would be great. Dr. Seuss.
We have...
Rose Beast flavored.
Christmas tree soda.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh,
it's going to be like
Christmas tree.
Give me that.
No. You'll get your cup here in just a moment. But Christmas tree soda. It's a very pleasant green. Very nice.
It's Lake Erie green.
And as you can tell, I am partial to green here in the studio.
Mm-hmm. So leave it there.
You think?
For posterity, you don't need to open it.
No, we're going to open it. We're going to drink it. be afraid. Be very afraid.
Christmas.
And the fortune is, in brightest day, in blackest night. No, that's not it.
Oh, crap.
This is great.
Maniacal cackle.
Whatever you do now must be done wholeheartedly. Was that not great?
Here we go.
So we have Christmas tree soda.
It's going to taste like licking an air freshener.
You lick many air fresheners?
No. And I don't want to start. I wonder.
Oh, wow.
That's this cup.
And what is this, like, flavor number 19?
I don't want a lot, just a little tiny bit.
Oh. I used to work on a Christmas tree lot, and this smell brings back memories.
A friend of mine is allergic to Christmas trees, and her and her whole life is Christmas. I don't know how. Like, Christmas is... We've been listening to Christmas music since August.
Ashley, you... It smells like Ashley's going to...
I think the hospital broke my nose. I haven't smelled things right since I got back.
Well, it does smell like an air freshener. Okay.
I don't smell anything. My nose is broken.
Hurry up.
It's not a strong smell.
Here we go. Christmas tree soda.
It's bad, but not that bad.
Oh.
It's really not that bad.
It's bad,
but it's not turkey and gravy.
It's not turkey and gravy.
It's not latke bad.
Taste.
And it's definitely not Brussels.
It's aftertaste bad.
Yeah, it definitely has an aftertaste.
I win.
Yeah, it's not bad going down.
I win.
What a champ! Look at that.
It tastes like something you'd use to clean your bath bowl.
Andy did say we rock. Wait, Charlie, okay. Rock.
We have another shot. Who wants to polish off the Christmas tree soda?
Go. I have to do the hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, she didn't like that one either.
How was that?
I poked my eye out.
Yeah, fantastic.
Ashley, here.
Ashley, aren't
drink
you...
that quickly.
Your tongue's green.
Aren't you glad you made it today?
No, there is a kind of aftertaste.
And Andy is going to polish off the Christmas tree for us.
Tastes like green.
Go.
This is the one I should ask for money ahead of time?
Yeah.
You should make your kids listen to this episode.
You won't survive.
Tell them how cool you are.
Collect.
You should try the ham.
Oh.
That's what's coming up next.
I've been fearing this one since I heard about it.
Oh, me too.
Over there watching it, it's like all...
It's flesh colored.
It's fine when you hold your nose. But
you know
eventually,
what?
Yes.
You taught us. You might save that bottle cap for posterity.
You'll eventually have to unplug your nose.
You know what it reminds me of?
Put it in the Hanukkah box there.
My mom used to have perfume in her purse. And she put gum in her purse. And whenever I take a piece of her gum, it tastes like perfume. And that's what it tastes like to me. Like, that little bit of perfumey
taste.
Happy
tree.
Our last and final flavor. And you know how we like to end these things on a high note? Or a low note, depending on however you look at it. We have, are you ready for this? Christmas ham.
Oh, shpadoinkle.
Yay, Sanders.
Which, ironically, we probably should have followed up the Hanukkah pack with myself.
Oh,
but
no.
No, okay, that was pretty bad.
We needed a break.
Oh, Hanukkah, the sweet celebration.
Is it a glazed ham or just a regular ham?
It just says Christmas ham.
See, I was afraid it was going to be country ham.
The fact that it's flesh-colored scared me.
It does kind of look like an Evil Dead soda, doesn't it? You know, flesh-colored.
Yeah. It'll swallow your soul.
Ooh, too bad I already sold it.
Okay, let's...
Zombie flavor.
Oh.
Okay. On,
It says oink.
It says, try a new hair color is the little fortune. Here we
go. I'll do that.
You're like the G.I. Joes that had, like, the little flocking on the side of the head.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's going to be smoky flavored.
And salt. I'm imagining salt.
Salty, smoky.
I've not been looking forward to this one.
Now I have the Hanukkah song stuck in my head.
The thing about it is, they can make it taste good, though. I mean, it has potential.
Yeah.
I can already smell it.
I love like the gelatin that's on a ham.
You are nasty, dude.
Yeah. I like the crispy bits. I like the outside when it's crispy. Burning a hole through my tummy. And I've already got a hole in my tummy.
It smells like the stuff that's around the outside of the ham.
Yeah, I don't even have to put this thing over my nose to smell it.
Wow.
It's going to go out the window.
Oh, man.
Woo.
Oh,
don't smell it.
It does smell like when you're baking. It smells really good, actually.
Lunch meat.
All right. Oh, Andy's going to count down. 2, 1, Christmas ham. Oh, God.
Oh. Oh.
Andy, how to get out of his
seat. Okay, Todd. Todd, who thought this was going to be good? What do you think?
No, they it's they always ruin a good opportunity. That's the.
My eyes are burning.
It's like the South Park guys. When
come on.
They had a great opportunity.
If you don't drink it, I'm going to give you the count of three to finish yours, Ashley. If you don't, you're drinking the rest of the bottle.
I did it.
Hold on, hold on. Give me a...
It's the average...
Quit lapping it like a cat and drink the damn thing.
Just the average...
It smells like...
No, you should have waited until she had a drink of it.
No, it'd come out her nose. The aftertaste would make my piggy cry.
Jesus.
Chrissy!
She won't open her lips.
She doesn't want to have ham coming out her nose.
Breathe through your nose.
And she's chugging. Chug.
Breathe it through your nose.
You're savoring it, huh?
Breathe through your nose. There you go.
Okay.
I think
somebody grab the bucket.
I think she's hurling in her hand.
Get a trash can.
Breathe through your nose.
Use your hat. Oh, God.
Breathe through your nose.
And she goes out of the room to hurl.
Running to the bathroom.
Oh, my.
That's the second time we've managed to make her do that. All right.
It's the aftertaste that tastes like lunch meat that makes you want to cry.
Old lunch meat.
The taste, the during, and the post taste.
Well, Daddy, it's not as good as we thought it was going to be.
No, it's pretty nasty.
I was telling my dad.
It tastes like spam.
It does taste like spam.
It tastes better.
Yeah.
Instead of ham, it tastes like spam.
Man. We need to hand him a microphone.
My dad.
No, I'm fine. It tastes like spam.
Spam.
What do you mean, ew? I don't like spam.
Okay.
I was hoping for more of a country ham flavor. A little
more salty?
Even saltier, yeah. Than
we got some Lockie left.
I'm glad it wasn't saltier.
Well, the Lockie was even worse somehow. Than
Oh, guys.
Don't burp.
Do not.
You'll regret it.
Explode from all this.
The pine tree and the ham will make you explode.
Smack your
head against your knee.
You definitely that was vile. All right.
I didn't want to smack my mom. She'll smack me back.
Smack Brad's mom.
No,
she'll smack you back. She's like Anne from The Weakest Link.
She really is. I love her so much.
Yeah, that was pretty vile.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
What's our winner? Is it the Lockie?
I think the Lockie has to be the. I wonder what it
is. Oh, Ashley's making early noises.
Praying
in the
to the porcelain god.
I think she has heard us mention Lotki again.
Oh, God.
I wonder what happened if you like took a shot and did a shot of Lotki and Christmas ham together.
It'd be like mashed potatoes and ham.
Ew, nasty.
I think.
Are you okay?
I
tell you what, save that for next year, and I'll do that for your video podcast.
My pizza's gone.
Your what?
My pizza's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got more pizza out there.
I'm sorry.
Not kidding.
Well, I hope the listeners didn't get their stomach churned too badly.
I appreciate the way we suffer for you.
Exactly. And I want to thank our guests in the studio. Thank you, Adam, for joining us.
Thank you.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Todd.
Thank you.
And Andy.
I hate you.
Oh, gee, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Feel the love.
He will
and
be supporting us next year.
Feel the love tonight.
Elton John, he's not.
Definitely.
I'm going to go pass out now.
All right.
I'm going to go pump my...
Well, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much.
And we will be back next week with a regular edition of Pod Culture.
With a regular geek cuisine with good things.
And we're out of here.
Cheers.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Get the Wookiee pump.
I'm going to cry now.
She's got a good job, she works hard for the money. She looks like a model, like a Playboy bunny. She likes comic books and video games. She even plays Warhammer 40K. But she don't like Firefly. That's why I had to say goodbye. No, she don't like Firefly. She drinks good beer. She drives a hybrid car. She's hotter than her Warcraft avatar. She's got her own dice bag for role-playing games. She even wears steampunk lingerie. But she don't like Firefly. She didn't even cry when Wash died. No, she don't like Firefly. So she's gone, gone, gone. Halo 3, we had a great time laughing at zombie movies, till I pulled out my copy of Serenity. She got all tense, do you have to watch this? I just said, shout yeah, hit the bridge. She don't like Firefly. She didn't even cry when Wash died. She don't like Firefly. So she's gone, gone, gone. She don't like Firefly. That's why I had to say goodbye. She don't like Firefly. So she's gone, gone, gone.
Alrighty, we are back with a very special geek cuisine, and what makes it special? We have a fifth in the house.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Actually,
a fifth of what?
A fifth
well,
of, yeah.
We have several fifths.
Yes, Chris. Crystal is joining us. Crystal is joining us, and Christina has to watch via Skype as we drink this.
She has to be jealous.
I have water.
Yay!
There you go.
I think we win.
Yeah, we win.
Water and imagination.
Yes.
It's very tasty. Well, we don't know if it's tasty, actually. We
yeah,
haven't had
it
yet.
Smells good.
It smells like good. Nutella.
So, Crystal, what have you brought upon us?
This is Fratello hazelnut liqueur. What does that reading say Adam?
It says, a luscious Italian liqueur from the best...
Piemonte?
Piemonte hazelnuts.
Product of Italy.
Well, he's Italian.
Hey!
Hey.
It said a luscious Italian. I was like, oh, that's talking about Adam.
Yeah, it's me.
It's a me.
It's a me. Oh, my God.
Because the first time I've
Another episode Adam. Title, Luscious Italian.
Try living with him.
No,
I mean, it's like impressions all day long.
You.
I love it. All right, so shall we try?
Shall we try?
Sure. Sniff it first.
It does. It
smells
has
amazing.
A very, yeah. Very, smells like nut.
It's oh, wow.
It's very nutty. It
depends on what
nut
you're
sipped,
talking
right?
About.
Not slammed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Yum, yum, yum.
Very sweet.
See, it was
and,
a good buy.
That is...
Oh, wow, it is really sweet.
That is hazelnutty.
It's also very thick.
Yeah.
It's very liqueur-ish. So that's why you almost want an ice cube with it to kind of cut that down just a little bit. Because it's like kind of...
coffee.
Yeah,
oh,
it would be really good in coffee.
This would, I don't like coffee, but this would be really good in
coffee.
Well, yeah.
If you liked such a thing.
Oh, yeah, I found your coffee maker, too.
If you're silly enough to drink beans.
Yes,
who
it's like
does
drinking
that?
Beans.
Beans soaked in water.
Who That's does right. that?
They are a magical fruit.
That's like
well, Christina, I wish you were here physically.
Yeah, this is,
this is delicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pick it up. That sounds really good.
Yes.
It
pretty
is
good.
Surprisingly good. I'm not a big hard liquor fan, but this is, I could drink.
I mean, it's actually really because you
really drink this.
You dip in and you know and your nose just inhales as you're drinking. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I actually have almost appropriate glasses for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Almost.
You know,
it's almost the color of bourbon. It's a little light for bourbon, but it's almost the color of bourbon. You could totally have this. And
looks like somebody's dehydrated.
See, look very manly with your glass, with your rock in there, and you'd be like, yes,
look.
I'm drinking my bourbon.
Look.
Is this a pinky
manly.
Out drink? Do I need to have my pinky out for this?
Gotta,
oh, I'm
no, because this looks, it looks hardcore. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could just totally sip it and be
like,
oh, this is so sweet.
This shit's hardcore.
Yeah,
bottle
Fireball
skin.
Is hardcore.
No.
Bourbon, real bourbon is hardcore.
I never had that.
You have had that. I brought that in.
This is easy.
That's nothing compared to the
habaneros.
You get... Find it
stuff we had at the Jane and Rob's the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get find that.
Yeah,
I'll try
you
it.
You would love it.
Whoa.
just for shits. But
that'll put hair on your chest.
It'll probably create you some shits.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Burn, right. Out.
I've been taking antibiotics for the past couple of weeks, so it doesn't matter.
Fire the hole. Fire out the hole.
Yeah, pretty much. Damn the torpedoes.
God, there's some drinking. Damn it.
It's coming out of his nose.
Yeah.
How's that hazelnut?
Hazelnut doesn't snort very well.
Fire out the hole.
This is delicious, though. You really... Mm. Here.
It's good.
I'm going to... I'll show you the label. I'll send you a picture. But right now, I'll show you the label.
This works great for an audio podcast.
Other way.
There you go. It's mirrored.
Oh, shit.
It's not mirrored for her, though, is it?
No.
Awesome.
It's just mirrored for us.
So you... It's only mirrored for us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey!
Hello.
Just
awesome.
Meow.
Alrighty.
Okay.
But yeah.
So thumbs up.
It's really good.
It is.
Thumbs.
Thank you for not bringing cuttlefish.
Well, yeah.
She ain't done yet.
Or
just wait. There's more.
Chocolate covered scorpions.
Yeah, chocolate.
You had the chocolate covered.
I know, and the cuttlefish.
It tasted like a pretzel. Chocolate covered pretzel.
That made him gag.
That was once alive and
okay, I was here for that.
So was your
cow. I was there for that, and I witnessed the teeny weeny little teeny weeny piece he had.
He's still gagged on it.
Still gagged. And Adam and I are over here like, oh, this is delicious.
Not as bad as a hibiscus flower gag, though.
Oh my gosh, that was epic.
I don't know, my son eating that zombie jerky that he took home that one time.
Nobody should eat that zombie.
He's
that
still mad about that.
What's it made of?
We don't know.
It was zombies, I think.
It was supposed to be green teriyaki, but it ended up being some. It was like it was,
texture.
It was moist.
It had the texture of zombie flesh.
And it wasn't supposed to be. It was weird.
It was very disgusting.
Well, see me. That grosses me out because I'm just thinking about all the preservatives they must have put in it.
Way too squishy.
It was green.
Way too squishy.
All right, hazelnut liqueur.
Hazelnut liqueur.
Delicious.
Go and get it.
Now.
Two thumbs up.
And
zombie
get drunk.
Jerky's up there with Green Lantern's balls.
Yep.
Green Lantern's fuzzy balls.
Fuzzy balls, that's right.
All right, and we will be back with more of the show right after we
drink some more.
Had the bottle of that hazelnut liqueur.
1 second.
Tasty. Pour it over some ice cream.
Oh, ice cream.
Oh, a float or shake.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't. She didn't say it.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.